Chapter 13. PFF to the rescue.
Where do you think she'll be?
Applejack said as the five ponies and their baby dragon companion made their way through the front gates of the Crystal Empire. The last time they'd all visited was during the Crystal Fair. Everything looked just as pretty and shiny as it had before. Rarity sighed, satisfied by her sparkly surroundings.
Why am I not a crystal pony?
She lamented, remembering how her coat had become temporarily glittery when they'd recovered the crystal heart. Unfortunately, the effects had worn off.
What's that?
Said Pinkie Pie, pointing to a large crowd of crystal ponies gathered near the fountain.
Whatever it is, it looks like fun! I'm gonna go see!
All of a sudden, a bright flash of white illuminated the sky. Pop! A loud noise rang out. It came from the direction of the crowd.
Come on, every pony!
Applejack shouted, leading the way. Applejack shoved her way to the front. A red and white striped tent was set up. Massive posters hung on the sides, praising the talents of the great and powerful Trixie, magician extraordinaire. Gilda the Griffin stood outside the tent on an old apple crate.
Step right up! Step right up, crystal ponies!
Gilda shouted.
Get your tickets now! Step right up to see Equestria's most talented unicorn, the great and powerful Trixie! Only 3 bits each!
A yellow pony with a golden mane handed Gilda her money and entered the tent. Pinkie Pie looked around excitedly.
Ooh, does anybody have 3 bits I can borrow?
She jumped up and down.
Don't they know it's a scam?
Rainbow Dash said in disbelief.
I can't believe this!
Gilda continued on, unaware that the Ponyville crew was standing in the crowd.
Trixie is so powerful that she once defeated an Ursa Major all by herself!
A couple more crystal ponies paid Gilda and entered the tent.
Hey, that's not true, said Fluttershy. It was Twilight who did that. Well, she took care of an Ursa Minor anyway.
I can't stand by and watch this anymore, Applejack said.
She trotted to the front of the crowd and hopped up onto another crate.
Crystal ponies, do not pay to see this show. This griffin and unicorn are con ponies who are trying to steal your bits.
A low murmur broke out through the crowd.
What are you doing here?
Gilda spread her wings and screeched.
First, you don't know how to take a hint when Princess Twilight wants to get rid of you. And now you are ruining our show. You five are the worst ponies in all of Equestria.
Trixie peeked out of the tent to see what was going on. The crystal ponies all watched the scene with their jaws open.
This was more of a show than they'd bargained for.
No pony wants you guys here,
Gilda yelled, but she couldn't have been more wrong.
That's not true,
a voice pierced through the crowd and interrupted the argument. They are my best friends and I want them here. Twilight broke through the mass of crystal ponies and trotted over to her friends.
What are you guys doing here?
Twilight asked. She couldn't believe they had come all this way.
We came to rescue you, silly,
Pinkie Pie said matter-of-factly.
I told them all about the necklace, Rarity explained. We knew that you weren't being yourself.
The Twilight we know would never be mean to her friends,
Fluttershy said.
Or ditch us for those two,
Rainbow Dash added, motioning to Gilda and Trixie. The two of them were now bickering over whether to continue on with the show.
I'm so sorry, you guys. I thought that listening to my own heart meant choosing whatever things I wanted in the kingdom.
Twilight smiled, and the necklace began to glow.
Now I know that a princess is not defined by the things she chooses for her kingdom. All that matters is how she treats other ponies. Especially her friends.
She leaned over and pulled them all into a group hug.
Princess or not, we are all equal ponies,
Twilight said.
Oh my, Twilight, Rarity squealed. Look at your necklace!
Sure enough, the gem began to glow brighter than ever before. The light was low and pulsating like a true beating heart. Nearby, the crystal heart grew brighter as well. It was almost as if the two jewels were linked by some invisible force. The ponies watched in awe as a gigantic, glittery rainbow suddenly burst forth from the center of the crystal heart. It arched directly into Twilight's necklace.
Ooh! Every pony watching the scene cooed.
Hey, look at that! Rainbow shouted. There are words on the crystal heart! Twilight knew it right away. The crystal heart spell had finally revealed itself to her. She trotted over and admired the words, which were lit up in shimmery gold. She took a deep breath and began to read them aloud. Friendship is the creed. It has been from the start. It's the only way to lead with your crystal heart. Twilight's coat sparkled as the spell took its effect on her. Of course, she thought as she read the words. Friendship had always been the answer to her problems. Why did she think it would be any different once she became a princess? Twilight looked around at the crowd of crystal ponies cheering her on, her best friend standing next to her, and her brother and Cadence looking proud. Twilight finally felt like a real princess.
Happy Cake Day, every pony!
Pinkie Pie shouted with glee, skipping through the center of Ponyville. Since returning from the Crystal Empire, Twilight had started using all of her friends' suggestions as practice for being a real leader someday. It was working out perfectly. Everywhere Princess Twilight looked, pony families were enjoying the special crystal berry cupcakes and pies together. Happy Cake Day! They said to one another happily. The Cutie Mark Crusaders had even made a banner that read, Ponyville Cake Day, and hung it across the front of the town hall. Great idea, Princess Twilight! Mr. Cake shouted from the treat cart. These things are selling like hotcakes!
They are hotcakes, dear, Mrs. Cake laughed.
Don't thank me, Twilight said, walking over to where her friends sat on the grass, enjoying their own crystal berry cakes. Thank Pinkie Pie. She has the best ideas. Twilight took a small bite of her cupcake, careful not to let her tiara fall off her head. Wearing it still took some getting used to, but every pony in town really liked it when she did. In fact, all my friends have the best ideas. Rarity smiled and winked at her.
So do you, Princess Twilight.
So do you.
This has been a Hachette Audio production of My Little Pony, Twilight Sparkle and the Crystal Heart Spell. Written by G.M. Barrow, read by Tracy Petrillo. Produced and directed by Elise Green. Recorded by Michelle Figueroa. Post-production by Chris Howerton. Twilight Sparkle and the Crystal Heart Spell is also available in print and digital formats from Little Brown & Company, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette Audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Hasbro and its logo, My Little Pony, and all related characters are trademarks of Hasbro and are used with permission. Copyright 2013 Hasbro, all rights reserved. Audio production copyright 2016 Hachette Audio, all rights reserved. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this book without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like permission to use material from the book, other than for review purposes, please contact permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. and any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events, or locales is entirely coincidental.